free at the break of dawn. Till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
There we are. Nina, 99 red balloons. Clearly I'm still here because D is still not shown up, so that's fine. I'll just be continuing on for hour two. Thanks for hanging with me here on this reliving of my bar mitzvah in 1984 as my son just had his b'nai mitzvah over the weekend. And there was a lot of music played. There was, you know, the parents got thrown a bone here and there. A lot of it was just, you know, pop stuff. Taylor Swift, I assume. I don't even know. Katy Perry, maybe? I was not listening, I have to say. But I was trying to recreate a playlist from my own bar mitzvah. It got me thinking about what music would have been played at my own bar mitzvah on December 8th of 1984. And so we had not just Nina, but also, well, I don't know if the Eurythmics would have made the cut. That's, Here Comes the Rain Again. It's not really a bar mitzvah-y type song, yet I played it here in my show. The Pointer Sisters, Ruth, Anita, June. Sorry, I just remember the video with the flouncy skirts, just like moving them around. It wasn't much of a video. It wasn't like high tech or anything. It's just them with their skirts dancing around. That was Patti Smith with the and Scandal with the Warrior. Before that, Sheila E., The Glamorous Life. That was a club edit. I highly doubt the club edit was played during my bar mitzvah. Self-Control from Laura Branigan. Dan Hartman, I Can Dream About You. That's a forgettable one. Or at least his name is. And of course, Van Halen ended the show proper with Jump. Massive, massive record for in me and my life. We might have to revisit that again and play one more song to wrap up the second hour. In the meantime, why don't we hear this from Shannon, Let the Music Play, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Pill. afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, Bananarama. Probably the only time I played Bananarama on this program, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And I just wanted to let you know that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Excuse me, I'll do that again. orthoinfo.org/ladder safety for more information. There you go. Don't say I never cared about you. All right, here we are. So this is the show devoted to my own bar mitzvah on December 8th of 1984. And I'm doing this because my son's b'nai mitzvah was over the weekend. And I got to thinking what horrible music was played during my own bar mitzvah 40 years ago. And so I'm thinking, I don't have a record of it, so there's no way of knowing for sure. But I am looking at, I did some research on the top songs of 1984, and Bananarama was on that list, as well as, of course, Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters. And I played that back-to-back with Huey Lewis, and the news is I Want a New Drug, because Huey Lewis sued Ray Parker Jr. because those songs are so close. And Huey Lewis's song, I Want a New Drug, came out first, and it was alleged that Ray Parker Jr. Committed trademark infringement when he used the song, or parts of the I Want a New Drug song, in the making of Ghostbusters, and a court found in Huey Lewis's favor. So that massive single that was everywhere in 1984, Huey Lewis is owed a bunch of money because of the misappropriation of the song, or of the pieces of the song, by Ray Parker Jr. So, and I heard about this in a podcast that I listened to recently, the What Went Wrong podcast, about movies. They do a lot of movies focusing on movies. Ghostbusters was one of them, and they focused on that song. Apparently, Ray Parker Jr. also hired a bunch of like underage girls to sing on the song, and he didn't pay them anything. And apparently, he was in a relationship with one of them. So that is fun as well. All right, before that, Shannon, Let the Music Play. That was the set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I can't believe we're almost done here. Up next is this big one. Big one. If you're another, I guess this is, if you're a fan of Van Halen, you're probably a fan of Quiet Riot's Come On Feel the Noise from Metal Health, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. All right. Quiet Riot. So I'm about done here. Done for real this time. And I will wrap things up with Wang Chung. Must be scraping the bottom of the barrel. One of these days I'm going to plan this show for 2 solid hours. This is Dance Hall Days. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
By the hill and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do sharing what was true. Oh, I said dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in our dance hall days. We were cool and crazy when I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do sharing what was true. I said dance all days love. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long.